Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
There's like all these people who like made it more accessible. And then as a result of that, there's more Black punks. And it's really cool. So
hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Accolades Conversation Series, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Make sure to subscribe to our channel or hit the like button. This episode is again in collaboration with Sonic City Festival, a three-day curated festival in Kortrijk, Belgium from the 11th till the 13th of November, organized by Welde Westen. This year's edition is curated by Low, Black Country New Road, and Gilla Band. Some other bands already added to the lineup are Goat, Dry Cleaning, Coco, and Le Fille d'Illegadat. Check out the full lineup on soniccity.be. Divide and Dissolve is an instrumental doom metal band based in Melbourne, Australia. While the band's songs are primarily instrumental, their song titles are often highly political, and in interviews they have referenced their wish for their music to decolonizing, decentralizing, disestablishing, and destroying white supremacy. Following two albums released by Australian record label Daryl Arcade, the band's third album Gaslit was released on vinyl and CD by English-based Invala Records in 2021, following a digital release in 2020. The album was produced by Unknown Mortal Orchestra's Ruben Nilsson. I spoke to Takaya Reed, saxophonist and guitarist in Divide and Dissolve, about Ossa Ato, an artist, teacher, and ceramicist operating Pottery by Ossa, producing small-batch handmade ceramics. Currently residing in Sarasota, Florida, previously she primarily made Shotgun Seamstress, a zine came out of the experience of being the only Black kid at punk shows. It was a cut-and-paste fanzine she started in 2006 when she was living in Portland, Oregon. The first six issues were published as a book that is now out of print. A second edition of the book, including all eight issues, plus additional material, is coming 2022. If you are into my illustrations, this Accolade series started as an illustration book, which you can still get on craterecords.be. This is what Takaya had to say.
I would like to give accolades to Ossa Atoy. She's a multi-dimensional artist, and she's like a huge part of the reason why I play music. And she also is like this like really great pottery artist. Yeah, I really appreciate her work so deeply and so profoundly. And she's had a huge impact in so many people's lives. She's also written a bunch of zines, and her zines are getting turned into a book. And her zines are about Black punks. It's called Shotgun Seamstress. And yeah, I just really admire her and how she like goes about living her life. She plays punk. She plays violin and bass. A band that she was a part of that a lot of people know is called New Bloods. Oh, she also sings. She's such a wonderful person. Yeah, I'm always feeling inspired by her.
Is there any like specific song that would be a start to her music?
Well, I guess in New Bloods, there's a song called Doubles that's really good. She's been in a bunch of other bands, though. Also, her pottery is incredible. That's a great place to start with her. And her zine series, Shotgun Seamstress, is also another amazing beginning. Her ideology around punk and community and just being in harmony with the earth and being close to the water and like just loving yourself and the Blackness. It's really, she's really inspiring.
And how do I need to picture the Black punk community in the States?
It's something much bigger because of her writing her zines and like other people as well, like James Spooner and like Brontes, Purnell. There's like all these people who like made it more accessible. And then as a result of that, there's more Black punks. And it's really cool. So
I want to thank my guest Takaya from Divide and Dissolve for this conversation. Check out Divide and Dissolve on Sonic City this year. Next time I'm having another conversation with a Sonic City act. Glasgow's band Comfort. I'm talking to Nat about her love for Audre Lorde. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.